Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, one of the things I get to do in my job is I get to travel around and meet really cool, really important, really smart people. And last June, I was in New Orleans at an ECSB Entrepreneurship Council for Small Business. I think they call it Enterprise Council for Small Business. I think it's what it is. I was there, and I met one of those people I was just describing, Jennifer Constable. She's with General Motors, and she's in charge of the fleet and the commercial marketing and advertising for General Motors, as well as the used car activity there. And she and I met, and I said, you know what? I think you need to join me on my show if you don't mind, and let's talk about what's going on. And she accepted, and she's here right now. Jennifer Constable, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out with us. Jennifer, small business owners, a lot of small business owners out there use vehicles in their business. Their salespeople are driving around in them. Their delivery folks are using them, the trucks, and a lot of different things. And this is a big part of their world right now, and that's the world you live in, isn't it?
Yep, every single day.
Yeah. What are you seeing out there? What are you seeing, small business owners? How are you, as you guys approach small business owners, what are they telling you about how they're trying to mount their fleet activity?
Well, it's interesting because in recent years, you know, through the recession, you know, a lot of small businesses really downsized and they put off purchases just because, like everyone else, you know, they were trying to weather some tough times.
Get one more year out of that truck.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they have. And, you know, it's interesting right now, especially in the small business space, the average ages on their vehicles is about 10 years. So we know there's a lot of pent-up demand. And we've really started to see, since the beginning of this year, small business sales growth for us. I mean, our sales are up almost 16% in the small business area, predominantly
wow.
driven by full-size pickups and commercial vans.
I think I've heard recently that the automobile business has picked up again in the United States.
Oh, absolutely. It absolutely has.
The industry is doing better in the United States right now.
It is. You know, and we've kind of gone through, you know, it's a small cycle of downturn in the last couple months. I think it's just the uncertainty in the economy. But
right.
we've had, you know, we're year over year, we're up about 18% in our sales, and which is pretty exciting for us. And we, as I say, we've got the Buick, the fastest growing car brand. GMC,
your division. You used to be with Buick, didn't you?
Yes, it did.
And GMC, and full disclosure, my vehicle, the one I drive, is a GMC Yukon.
Yes,
and,
great.
I leased it 3 years ago, and I have to tell you, Jennifer, and I've told a lot of people this. This Yukon is the best automobile I've ever owned, and I've owned BMWs before. It's the best automobile I've ever owned, and I like it so much that it came off lease this summer, and I bought it.
Oh, is that right? That's
yeah.
great.
So I'm one of your used car customers. I'm one of your customers. You get to put me on
we kept you in the family. That's what we like to do.
I'm part of your used car statistic there. That's part of your part of your job there, Jennifer. But seriously. But you know, I mean, I you know, you were talking about the average age of the fleet being 10 years old. In a way, you could look at that, even though that's not good for you for new car sales. In a way, American automobile companies could look at that from the standpoint of, you know what, we build good trucks. They last.
They absolutely do. And that's what we are very, very proud of that. And, you know, and our GM's real mission is to design, build, and sell the world's best vehicles. And we feel that we're doing that. And again, the small business is such an important growth opportunity for us. We've got 4,400 dealers out there that can service the needs of the sales and service needs of small
right.
business. And then we also have 427 commercial Business Central dealers that really understand, you know, the exact truck needs of our customers as well, and they're there to, you know, help.
So is that what we used to call the fleet folks?
Yeah. Well, these are small business dealers, and what they're called Business Central dealers.
Yeah.
And they are challenged to stock specialty vehicles, so they upfitted vehicles. They have salespeople that are trained to help small business owners, you know, select the right truck for their particular needs.
Yeah.
And to service those vehicles. They have the facilities to service heavier trucks. And they understand that a small business owner, that vehicle is essential to their business. When that vehicle is down for any particular reason, that's a detriment to a small business owner because they need that for their business.
That's a really important thing. And, you know, I've had a business before where I had a fleet of trucks. It was a small fleet. But you know, I have to say, and it was a while back, but I have to say in those days, I didn't feel like the dealer, and I'm not even going to say which manufacturer it was, I didn't feel like the dealer actually differentiated me from just anybody else. In other words, I was going to buy a new truck every few years, but I never felt like anybody really kind of tracked me or stayed up with me and nobody checked with me to make sure I had everything I needed or tell me about any new deals. I was just sort of an orphan for that person. And I think there's an opportunity out there for local dealers to ramp up those connections a little bit. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's absolutely true in any case. And we, you know, we're just helping our dealers right now develop a much stronger CRM base so they can continually keep in touch with small business owners after the sale, which
that's
is really
the
critical.
CRM, customer relationship management, which is basically what I was just talking about, not letting customers become orphans.
Right. And that's, you know, as I say, it sounds as simple as that we should all be doing that, but just like anything else, we always have to kind of continue to improve the way we do business.
Right.
That's a critical way that we can help our dealers, you know, help small businesses to stay in contact and understand needs and make sure that those small business owners know that they can come in for service at any time. Or
right.
if they need a loaner vehicle, they're available.
You go.
Commercial vehicles are available for them
there
so that
you
they,
go.
They feel
that,
confident.
Because if my truck is broke, I can't send the crew out. I'm not making money. I can't. That hurt. That keeps
right.
me from buying a new truck. So it needs
Absolutely.
To be a partnership. And I'm glad you guys are working on that. We're gonna take a quick break. You want to? Is there a website you'd like to send us to, Jennifer?
Sure. www.chevy.com or www.gmc.com for your truck needs. Or you can, if you want to see specific vehicles for fleet and commercial needs, you can go to www.gmfleet.com.
GMfleets.com. All right. Jennifer Constable is our guest. She's with GM. I guess you got that, didn't you? 20 after. We're going to be right back. We've got some more things we're going to talk about with Jennifer. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.